Leadership announcement this morning is from John Beamer.
Good morning. I asked to speak this morning about our Reverend Morrow. I think he's a wonderful person, a good minister for us. He's studied Islam. He studied six languages. He's been to India for a year. These are all reports that we heard from the search committee. Maybe more relevant to us is that he made the search committee feel comfortable. And maybe the fact that he promised to give us sermons that might delight us is relevant to us. I'd like to offer an analogy for us to think about. The mineral corundum is made of aluminum oxide. In its crystalline form, it is a sapphire. But if you add a little bit of chromium to it, it reflects red, and it becomes a ruby. And if that ruby has a little bit of titanium oxide in it, it becomes a star ruby. You can see the asterism deep within the stone. I would suggest that that relates to the fact that Y East already has a number of great qualities. We've got 20 years worth of maturity. We're friendly. We have relationships with the senior center and the village support network. We have great social action, environmental programs. I suggest that there's great value in what we have here. Great value both to ourselves and to the world. And I ask that your pledges reflect that value. Thank you.
Thank you. Now let's just take a couple of minutes to greet your neighbor, especially if you see someone near you that you haven't met before. Having a nice time chatting. Please do some more chatting after the service. And now I'll begin our worship time with opening words by the Reverend Barbara Hamilton Holloway. We gather here as individual people, young and old, male and female, temporarily able and disabled, gay, lesbian, bisexual, straight people, all colors of the human race. Theist, atheist, agnostic, Christian, Buddhist, feminist, humanist. We gather here as a community of people who are more than categories. We gather here each ministering to one another, meeting one another's strengths, encouraging wholeness. We give thanks for this extraordinary blessing, the gathering together of separate, unique individuals as one whole, one body, our church. Here may our minds stretch, our hearts open, our spirits deepen. Here may we acknowledge our brokenness and be ever stirred by love's infinite possibilities. Come, let us worship together. Now please rise in body or spirit and join with me in a hymn we sang at our Charter Sunday 20 years ago, number 347, Gather the Spirit. While our minister, the Reverend Craig Morrow, lights our chalice. And you can join together with us as we read the chalice lighting statement in your order of service. I'm afraid you'll have to use matches, the thing you wouldn't like.
I'll do it this way then.
We gather together today in spiritual community. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, you are welcome here. May all who hunger for inspiration be filled. May all in need of friendship be comforted. Let us leave this hour together to be refreshed anew and carry our shared vision into the wider world.
Thank you. And please just continue standing just a little longer while we sing Spirit of Life, which is hymn number 123.
Love you, though we live.
Please be seated. In a moment, we'll invite the children to come forward and hear a story, and then we'll sing them off to their religious education classes. The preschool through fifth graders will go across the street to WeWorks, and the sixth grade and up will meet in the conference room right back there. Now, you can stay with your child in their class, or you can keep them here with you in the service, whichever works best, or you can just send your kids off to class, whatever works best for your family. And now, if the children would like to come forward, Mabel has a story for you. Mabel Poole, who is a great storyteller. He's a great storyteller too. Okay. Mabel used to teach kindergarten, so she really knows this stuff.
Hank said, turn this button on. Now you can hear me. Now, little ones, I have to have you move back. I need to put
the
chair there.
Just a little bit so that Mabel can sit down?
I'm going to put my flannel board on the chair. This is too loud, Hank. How do I turn it down?
Are you going to tell us the story, Mabel?
I am.
I'll get out of your way.
Now, this is the cell. Is that too loud?
She's got you.
Oh, okay. You can fix it up there. Okay. This is the flannel board. Actually, I used a flannel board almost 20 years ago when we were in another building, our congregation. Yeah, it's way too loud. But I don't remember what I said with it. But this is a new flannel board because I don't know where the other one went. But this is a piece of flannel, and some of you children probably have your pajamas or maybe your nightie made out of flannel, and things will stick on it. That's what I use for the story. And you think, hey, I can even sit down right next to it. Is that better now?
Yes.
You can still hear me? Okay. Now, I had fun doing this, because I haven't done this for quite a while. All right, there's my stuff. All right, here we are. All right. You think I didn't practice this? I did. Okay, are you all ready to listen? Well, I've been so anxious that everybody come that I haven't seen for 15 or 20 years. This is a great big day for people like me that knew people here long, long ago. And some of them are grown your age then. And gosh, we've got a lot of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, if they're not coming, they better start. We don't have too much time. Anyway, it's wonderful to see all these people. Well, once upon a time, isn't that how you tell a story? It could be. Once upon a time, there was a gardener. And this gardener had pumpkin seeds. And pumpkin seeds are rather large, you know. So they're going to need a little more ground to bury them in. And of course, this gardener looked all around and finally thought she found some ground that was ready for tilling. That means cultivating. And so she put that little pumpkin seed in the ground this far. That's about how far it should be because it is a large seed. And she thought, well, it's going to grow, but you know, it should grow. She wasn't sure. And so she waited and she waited and she waited and she went out every day to look at the pumpkin. Well, it wasn't there yet. And she didn't give up hope. But it began to rain and rain and rain and rain and rain, like, oh, you know, rain and rain. And she thought, oh, the pumpkin's rotting, the seed is all rotten, it won't grow. But she didn't give up hope. She let it stay there, she didn't dig it up. And then all of a sudden, it started to sunshine, and it shone, and it shone, and it sunned, and it sunned, and it sunned. And it got so terribly dry, she thought, oh, my pumpkin seed's probably all dried up, and it won't come up. But she didn't give up hope. And then she thought, I'll water it. So she got a watering can. And she sprinkled some water on the ground and she kind of worked the ground up. And in a couple of days, she looked out, nothing, nothing. And then she went out again. She already put a stick in the ground, by the way, to let her know, you know, where she planted that pumpkin seed so she wouldn't forget. And all of a sudden, one day, oh, where is it? Oh, where is it? Oh, where is it? Yeah. Oh, here we are. It came. Ah! Oh, there was a little seed, a little leaf curled up. And she was just so thrilled it was alive. And she said, hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Good, you're part of the story. I had another leaf, but I seem to have lost it along the way, but that's okay. And then vines began to grow, and before she knew it, there was a little round green ball that was growing on the vine. What do you think that was?
A pumpkin.
It was a pumpkin. And she was just thrilled, and she kind of watched that grow. And while it grew, some other vines began to grow. And on those vines, there were some other little teeny red ball, green balls, not red. And then all of a sudden, there was a big one like this, the one that was up here, the first one. And it was big like that. And she was just so thrilled. And she says, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then a few others were, you know, see how you put the basket? And they were different colors. And while the pumpkin was only half grown, maybe about this big, and it was green, she took a little penknife, the gardener did, and she wrote a word on this side. Well, we don't know what that is, but she heard that pumpkin singing when it was half grown. It was kind of humming first. I am a promise, a possibility. I am a promise, potentiality.
Yes.
And she thought, wow. That's something. But you see, that pumpkin knew it has potential. And if you have potential, and I know you do, you know how to do certain things. That you have interesting things. You have imagination. You can think for yourself. Sounds like you. And your hands can do things. Some of your parents. This is Tallulah. Her daddy, where is he? He's playing the guitar for us today. And I bet when he was a little boy, he was strumming on something, weren't you? Sure, that was his potential, and he used it. And I was thinking of Willa. Where's little Willa? She's not little anymore. But her daddy, you know, I remember when he actually helped build the airport, didn't you, Bruce? And he built all kinds of things. And I think when he was a little boy, he roughly played with Legos. I betcha, yeah. But anyway, so you all have potential. We don't know what you're going to be doing, but you're going to be thinking for yourselves.
I'm going to be an astronaut when I grow up.
You're going to what?
Be an astronaut.
There you are, an astronaut.
She's going to be a
veterinarian. See, all these things show that you have potential if you're thinking about those things. So anyway, all these pumpkins began to grow and develop. They weren't all the same size. Are we all the same size?
No.
And we're not all the same shape. We don't have all the same talents, but we all have potential, some sort of talents. All these differences. You see the differences in some of them? That's actually a final one. Two tires and they're kind of all out of flannel. And I could have cut a lot of green ones out, but that would just cover the whole board. I'm just lucky that it's standing up. See, some of these will fall off. Do you think I didn't practice at home? I did. And here's the other leaf. Now, would you kind of like to know what that pumpkin said on the back that she wrote? You know, the gardener wrote something on the back of the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll be careful. Who can read? Willow, you're 9, aren't you? You're a reader.
I can read.
She's right.
I'm 9.
She's right close to me, so I'll
ask. I'm 7.
You. What's it say? Say loud and clear.
Why is you?
Can't hear you.
Why East UU?
Why East UU? Well, because this, thank you, Willow. The pumpkin really thought this was the whole Why East family. Does that look like a family to you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you look like a family?
Mm-hmm.
Remember last Sunday when we all ate together? We put up the tables and chairs. That was a potluck, like we do every first Sunday. And that made us a family, didn't it? Makes us feel like a family. We all feel like a family here, don't we? Yeah. Ben, would you like to know who named this congregation Y East UU?
When I'm not his brother.
That person's here today. And his name is Roger Larson. Stand up, Roger. Roger, many, many years ago, well, I was just standing. Roger was like, we don't need to stand. It was Roger.
Pretty soon you do.
He gave us the name Wais to honor the Indians that used to live here. And he's back today to be with us because he and Andy have been doing great things at the great big First Unitarian Church downtown. Right. And would you like to know who the gardener was that planted that pumpkin?
Yes.
She's here today. She's been up on the stage, and she's the one that started this whole Y-East congregation. And her name is Reverend Sarah Schur. This show, by the way, was made by Bob Smith Thomas, who really organized our congregation today. And we're just grateful that she has that talent. She had that potential to show. Plus all other kinds of potential she has. All of these people have potential. You ready, John, to do the next thing? Well, what's it going to be? Oh, I'm going to say thank you for coming. And the adults are going to put their arms up like pumpkin vines.
Absolutely.
And Ellen, I think, is going to play This Little Eye of Mine. And you're going to your class across the street. And you're going to carry that little spark in your heart, aren't you? Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Mabel. That's fun. At this time, we have the opportunity to share our financial gifts and strengthen the church that so strengthens us. If you're new here today, you are our guest, and you're welcome to let the trays pass you by. The ushers, please come forward so we can give thanks for our offering. In our lives, we are so richly blessed. Gladly do we give back a portion of these blessings so the mission of this congregation may live on in the wider world. Thank you. Each week, we affirm the purpose of this congregation. All are welcome to join in saying the words of our covenant, which is printed in the order of service. We covenant with each other as a community of love. We'll become our deepest and truest selves together. We will be cared for, and we will be called on to care for others. We will stumble, but will restore one another and begin again in love. In our 20 years, we've been honored to walk with people at all stages of their life, and sometimes at the time of death. People who have made things of beauty, people who have served as leaders on the board, people who have made fantastic music, people who have helped create justice. Now, two charter members, Toad and Willow, will offer our Waist Memorial Roll Call.
Reverend Dr. Tim Jensen.
Betty Lou Butzing.
Lorraine Murad.
Mary.
Myra Perala.
Jim Mead.
Barney Birch.
Nestor Perala.
Gene Taylor.
Sage Dustin.
Jerry McCubbin.
Just leave it at that.
It went out.
Just leave it at
that. Okay. Stephen Colopy.
Marilyn Doty.
Sima Shore.
Raul Martinez.
Elizabeth Betsy Martinez.
Tyler Heilman.
Don Shuck.
Betty Hathaway.
Patricia Lopp Stansbury.
And one last candle for any of we may have missed.
Thank you. And I thought it was so lovely we had the sounds of young life coming into the world, providing accompaniment to the names of those who've left. I have a reading that I think is just about right for an anniversary celebration for a congregation. It's called Cathedral Builders by John Ormond. They climbed on sketchy ladders towards God, with winch and pulley, hoisted hewn rock into heaven, inhabited the sky with hammers, defied gravity, defied stone, took God's house up to meet him, and came down to their suppers and small beer. Every night slept, lay with their smelly wives, quarreled and cuffed the children, lied, spat, sang, and were happy or unhappy, and every day took to the ladders again. Impeded a right, the rights of another summer's swallows. Grew grayer, shakier, became less inclined to fix the neighbor's roof of a fine evening. Saw the nave arches sprout, clerister's soar. Cursed the loud fancy glazers, their luck. Somehow escaped the plague. Got rheumatism, decided it was time to give up and leave the spires to others. Stood in the crowd well back from the vestments at the consecration, envied the fat bishop in his warm boots. Cocked a squinted eye aloft and said, "I bloody did that." Now, please join me. We're going to sing hymn 1003, which is in the Teal book, which is going to be a little interesting. It's going to be fun. The choir is going to help us learn this new song. It's got four parts, and so what's going to happen is the choir is going to help each section learn their part, and then we will do it all together, and it will sound magnificent. Which part would you like me, Linda Jo?
Where are we? Where are we?
Wasn't that fun? Well, where do we come from? Today is a day we celebrate and recognize those who have built this congregation over the past 20 years. Well, if it takes a village to raise a child, it takes a good-sized town to create a thriving religious community. This time, we'd like to acknowledge some of those good folks. First, I want to hold up our ministers. YEAST has been served by many good ministers over the years. Our very first minister, the Reverend Tim Jensen, with his red Harvard Divinity School baseball cap that he so often wore. You heard Tim's name amongst our memorial candles. Next, we had the Reverend Kit Ketchum. Kit was going to be with us today, but her back is hurting and she couldn't quite take the long drive to come see us, but we're thinking of her. We were lucky enough to have Kit as our first full-time minister, part of the UUA Extension Ministry Program. Kit has retired a few times, but can't seem to stay out of ministry, and now serves part-time at our Pacific UU congregation in Astoria, Oregon. Thus the long drive. Next, we had the Reverend Cecilia Kingman. Cecilia served while she was still in training for the ministry, and members of the YEAST congregation made her ordination stole, which was just lovely. Cecilia has just been called to the Unitarian Universalist congregation in Edmonds, Washington, where she is now their special minister of faith and justice serving, and works in conjunction with their senior minister, Eric Hemenetsky. And after Cecilia, we had the Reverend Susan McGinn. And this is a message that Susan sent us for the occasion of our anniversary today. Huzzah! 20 years! Congratulations to you from Susan McGinn, Minister of YEAST from 2007 to 2010, currently in San Diego, where I'm delighted to serve the United States Marine Corps as a Navy chaplain. How I wish I could be among you to mark this extraordinary accomplishment. 20 years of serving up good ministry and good soup as only YEAST can, feeding the souls of so many people over the years, myself included. I'm so grateful for the time among you and the ministry we were able to create together. YEAST has certainly shaped who I am as a minister today for the better. I imagine standing in your pulpit, I look out and see your faces, and they do make my heart sing. May each of you within the sound of these words be blessed and whole. May you be called toward a vision of a world yet to be with the relentlessness to make it so. Onward, YEAST, Reverend Susan McGinn. And after Susan, we had the Reverend Marcia Stannard. We got to know Marcia back when she spent some time as our Director of Religious Education as part of her ministry training. And then after she graduated from Divinity School, she served as our minister, and I understand has the distinction of having the longest duration in our ministry of anyone so far. Marcia will be stopping by later to help us celebrate, but she is working at this moment, as she is the minister at the UU congregation in Willamette Falls down the road in Oregon City. And now we're lucky enough to be served by the delightfully wise and kind Reverend Craig Morrow, who John described as such a gem earlier. We've learned and been enriched by the gifts of all these fine ministers. Let's give them our appreciation, even though they're not here. And I want to hold up a guest we have today, our very first professional staff member, Naya Standish. Can you give us a hello? Naya Standish was our DRE long before we had any other professional staff, and I like to say that we launched the career of one of the best DREs in the region. I also want to acknowledge our board presidents that we've had over the years. Board presidents have a vital leadership role in any congregation, helping set policy and look out for the health of the organization. YEAST has had the distinction of having a number of board presidents serve while being young adults, which is very rare in our association. If you are a current or former board member of this congregation, please stand and accept our thanks. And the last group I want to acknowledge in the Where Do We Come From section of our service today is the charter members. It was 20 years ago that we set the charter members signed the first membership book, creating a group that would apply to the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations for the honor of being a member of that historic body. And our charter members made this pledge. We are a people who cherish the free mind and committed heart in religion. Grateful for the courage and inspiration given us by the generations of Unitarians and Universalists who came before us, we accept the challenge of responsible freedom, wherein we will live by the values we've each developed, be truthful to ourselves, and considerate of others. We promise to respect the search for truth in all persons, religions, and human experiences. We acknowledge difference among us as an opportunity for growth and enrichment in our common life. We accept the principles of the Unitarian Universalist Association and pledge ourselves to work together in peace, hope, and compassion. If you made that pledge and signed the book that day, 20 years ago, please stand or wave. Now we have a wonderful selection from our choir.
Oh, yeah.
in reflecting on what YEAST has done, and more importantly, doing these days, one of our longtime members mentioned that it is actually an accomplishment that we are still here. It is true. As the song predicts, sometimes the road has been pretty darn muddy and rough. But in your organization, whose sole mission is just its own survival, is not really worth belonging to. And that's truly not the way I would describe YEAST. I can say this congregation has raised some very fine children. Children raised in this congregation have grown to be adults who work in fields like medicine, education, and engineering. We have nurtured some kids into good parents, and some good cooks have come out of this congregation. We're an official welcoming congregation with the UUA, having done our own work so we can be inclusive and welcoming to the LGBTQ members and friends who come our way. We are served by a wonderful minister, the Reverend Craig Morrow. We are lucky to have him. And this congregation continues to do good things to support its members, our faith, and the greater community. And today we're going to highlight just three of those. So first, I'd like to invite Linda Burke to the microphone to talk about how we care for our members and friends.
Hi. Why East UU congregation has redefined community for me. Carl and I moved to Portland 8 years ago. We knew no one, and although we were excited to be in a new place, it was a bit unsettling to leave everything and everyone that we knew for the past 35 years. I quickly found a home at YEAST and a warm, welcoming people. Since then, I've had two knee replacements. The YEAST folks called, sent lovely cards, brought meals, and visited during my recuperation. I came to realize that this is not an unusual thing. We all help out when members and friends have surgeries or illness by providing rides to doctor's appointments or the grocery store or providing meals. We celebrate with families with new babies and mourn with those who lose loved ones. Some step up helping those who need to move to a new place. The joys and concerns, the chat line, and the word of mouth through friends in our small groups like the senior group and the social justice, and now the child circles, spread the word that help is needed. Many of us find it hard to ask for help, but we always appreciate the support. The words of our covenant that we say together each Sunday, we will be cared for and we will be called upon to care for others, is as true today as it was first spoken.
Thank you. Grayson, you want to come up and help me with this part? I want to talk to you about our Reed College Campus Ministry Program. Grayson is one of our student leaders this year. It was about 15 years ago when we met on Southeast Steele, a group of intrepid UU Reed students walked up the hill and asked if we would sponsor their UU campus group. Yeah. It was the beginning of a great partnership. And for me personally, working as the campus ministry advisor for this group has been one of the high points of my UU life. If you were here a few weeks ago, you saw this wonderful worship service the Reed students offered us. It's a yearly tradition, and the service is always inspirational. For over a decade, the Reed UU kids have met and lit a chalice on campus on a regular basis. And with our help, they have helped each other stay connected to and live their UU faith during those challenging college years. They have, over the years, sponsored Young Adult Our Whole Life Sexuality programs at Reed. They've participated in a number of campus interfaith events, and we make pancakes every spring for the entire campus. Alumni of this UU Reed program include the Emergency Preparedness Manager, Emma Stalker,
Alaskan defense attorney Gavin Kench, community organizer Rachel Cooper, and the Reverend Tom Belote, who is the minister of our UU Church in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We serve the world when we help launch these fine young adults within our faith. Do you want to say anything nice? Or not nice? You can say nasty things too.
The Read UU group and Sarah and Weiss' help have definitely fostered like a good community within the Read community that's beneficial to UUs and everyone on campus. And it's always really fun to come here and share our experiences. So thank you.
Thanks, Grayson.
Thank you.
And lastly, I'd like to invite Carol Bauman to share about some of how we serve the greater community.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I know that everyone in this room is aware of the many, many, many homeless people who are part of our community. And 4 years ago, we found out about a program called the Village Support Network, which is a part of the New City Initiative nonprofit. And they work with families with young children who have been homeless and are just getting into housing. And there are many congregations who have small groups in their congregation that works with families. We've worked with 4 families, one a year. It's a 6-month commitment, and we meet with the family and we listen to their goals and what they want to do next, and we help them get their houses, their apartments set up, help them think through problems, help them talk about their financial issues. We don't solve all their problems. They don't solve all their problems in 6 months. And I think probably the biggest change has been for those of us who have done this work. It's an incredibly moving and unsettling and rewarding and beautiful and amazing experience. So when we pick our when we get a family next year, I hope that more people will be involved.
Now, Linda Jo, can we have a reprise of that hymn that we like so well? I'll come sing with these people this time.
Mystery.
Thanks again, choir. Well, life is a riddle and a mystery, to be sure. But I do know where we are going at YEAST. I do know we're going into the future. And we'll go into that future with something special. Don Amos, would you come up, please? I didn't hear a thing. I thought I did. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want?
No, that's all right.
Okay. Donna is an artist who has provided us a wonderful gift. Weiss will go into the future with a brand new chalice. So no, I'll get out some flame holder.
Okay.
Well, maybe not.
You will. Did I screw it up?
No, I think we just had a lot of stuff. Oh, maybe it's coming. I'll get it. Maybe no. Yes. No. Yeah, I got it. There we go. They taught us that in divinity school. The flame will go from our old chalice to our new chalice. The road is sometimes muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we'll get there. Yay! Our old chalice will be used for important meetings and things, and this will be our new worship chalice.
She did make that, didn't she?
And don't drop it on your foot.
It's really heavy. Thank you, Donna, for this wonderful gift. And where are we going in this future that we're going to take? Well, some of that will be up to our membership. And our current board president, Bruce McPherson, is going to say a few words about that process.
Well, it falls to me today to be the ghost of Christmas future. I'm happy to report that at this point in our story, unlike Ebenezer Scrooge, we're in a good place, and we're looking toward an even brighter future. We have a number of positive trends that bode well for us. On many Sundays this year, we have been filled to capacity here at Hollywood Senior Center. The board sees this trend continuing, and we are looking toward new venues to house our growing church. Our new minister, Craig, has been with us for a year now. He has proved to be a good fit for our congregation, and that his seasoned spiritual leadership will continue to be a beacon for us. After a long hiatus, chalice circles are back by popular demand, and they are off to a robust start. And our social justice committee is doing more positive work in our community than ever. The board met with the committee chairs last fall to discuss long-range plans. Our renewed chalice circles and YEAST master job list arose from those discussions. Now we need input from the larger congregation. As we celebrate our 20th anniversary today, I would ask that you reflect on our future. What do we want YEAST to look like, and what do we want to have accomplished in 5 years, in 10 years? What do we want to be celebrating on our 40th anniversary? Now, Barbara Smith Thomas has posted some large sheets of paper behind me here that are a continuation of the timeline that we had previously, and we want to add to those your thoughts and dreams about the future. Also, John Beamer has given us an easel over here. Please take the time, a few moments today, to write down your hopes and dreams for YEAST's future. The board will use these thoughts for guidance, and we look forward to continuing